All right. Let's take a look at what's going on over here. Real brief, real quick, real fast. Two news outlets, WSB TV Atlanta 2, but then that links you to Times Record News, which I want to take a look at this Times Record News outlet. All right. Wichita Falls, which where is that?
Tejas.
What?
Texas.
Tejas?
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk like that in the land of the heartland, America, freedom, life, love, and liberty, bald eagle, baseball game, hot dog, and no government inspection on your food. Just take a risk, snowflake. We don't talk like
just
that
take
here.
Take a risk. Mm-hmm.
All right. Hell. Whoever don't die was the strongest and the species got better. Times Record News, Wichita Falls. The police fellers out there, they received a phone call on a Friday morning involving a woman in a Walmart parking lot. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there were employees out there at that their Walmart, and they were like, we need officers down here. We're making a request. And they wanted to ban this here woman from that there Walmart. All
rude.
Right.
Rude.
Because she thinks that Pringles cans are not for eating Pringles out of. She.
I can't really judge that. I have used Pringles can to make soap. I've used them as soap molds.
It's a Pringles can. Now that I think about it, the very concept of using a Pringles can for something other than Pringles automatically makes my brain go to young white man making a bomb.
Hmm.
Isn't it pretty easy to go there? And it's kind of logical.
I prefer to keep it simple and think about soap. It's a little more wholesome, William. Just a little bit more wholesome.
Hmm. But it's not as realistic.
William doesn't like it when people enjoy things.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
I'm always like, oh man, everybody's having fun. I like that. So let's see here. So she's disrespecting Pringles cans. And for several hours, apparently.
Hours.
All right. Now, instead of eating Pringles from the can, she is drinking wine from the can.
That's innovative. It's creative. I like it. I dig it.
And if it's several hours while riding an electric cart, is that actually an incident or is that just ongoing behavior?
That's just the afternoon.
And how are you drinking wine? Did she take a bathroom break? Did she just piss herself? I don't know. I can't just drink for several hours anything. I can't just drink juice for several hours.
I wonder if she started off with Pringles in the can and then was just there so long she just ate all the Pringles and then just poured wine in it. Like, oh, it's already in my hand.
Why not pour the wine into your mouth? Are you like, nah, I want my wine to have crumbs and onion.
Maybe she was trying to be sly about it. She thought she had it camouflaged and shit.
But we see you putting a Pringles can to your mouth, and if it's going on for several hours, we see drips coming down your chin. You're not hitting the target every time. The incident began shortly after 9 a.m. Friday, because don't waste a day.
Damn.
Don't
5 o'clock somewhere.
It doesn't have to be that anymore. Don't follow that fucking rule. See, you're trying to put respectability politics on white women's drinking lifestyle choices. Now, the overseers responded to the call to check on a suspicious person. There's nothing suspicious about that. It's not, don't use that word for that. Okay, she's not a man. To me, men are inherently suspicious. Even white women. Like, white women are so much less dangerous than white men, even though they're still dangerous. White men are some whole other type shit. Did she have on a trench coat?
Probably not.
No. She's not suspicious. Don't play me with that.
Well, suspicious implies you don't know what's going on. If you've been watching her do it for several hours, you know exactly what the fuck she's doing.
Yeah. How you want somebody banned, but you don't know why? Fucking my fellow proletariat Walmart employees, come on. Alright, so they're checking on a suspicious person in the parking lot of the Walmart on the 2700 Charles East FWI's freeway.
At what?
FWI, Charles East FWI. Is that freeway?
I don't know.
Fwy. So they're checking on the Fwy. And Officer Jeff Hughes, Phoenix farted, a WFPD spokesperson. They went with the non-binary. Jeff Hughes said that the police were told by the dispatchers that they were looking for a woman wearing a blue jacket and black pants. Very suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, white women in blue jackets. Watch out. The woman was reportedly riding on an electronic shopping cart, more commonly used for people with physical limitations. It is very, very, very light-handed journalism here.
Hmm.
The overseers were also told that she was drinking wine from a Pringles can.
Okay.
Now, Officer Jeff Hughes, the spokesperson, they went with the non-binary, said the reporting party said the suspect had been riding around in the store's parking lot since 6:30 a.m.
Jesus Christ.
While drinking the alcoholic beverage. When the overseers arrived, they found the woman in a nearby restaurant, at which point she was notified that she had been barred from the Walmart location. That was a pretty easygoing story. That was pretty all right. Like, she got to have her fun. She can't do it there anymore, but somewhere else.
Next week, I expect another story.
Yeah, I like this nigga, man.
It's gonna be like the Mad Pooper. Just gonna be a bunch of random people popping up at Walmart parking lots drinking out of Pringles cans.
And notice how we don't get a name because she wasn't arrested.
Yeah.
So in Wichita Falls, you can just drink in public? It's Texas.
It is Texas.
Or as I call it, Tejas, myself. Yeah. It's a whole other language I speak that people have never heard of. All right. HuanSellerMedia.com, PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Hold the wine cellar down. Keep the wine cellar up. It's an optional tax you can pay so everyone else can drive on that road.